latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester United headlines, beginning with the news that Jose Mourinho is ready to swoop in the January transfer market after being hit by a number of injuries. The Portuguese was missing a host of players for the New Year's Day win over Everton, including strikers Romelu Lukaku and Zlatan Ibrahimovic, with Ashley Young also beginning a three-game suspension to further limit his options. Only last week, Mourinho had admitted it was unlikely there would be any incomings at Old Trafford this month, but a stretched squad appears to have altered his stance. He said, "We will always compete. We competed and we didn't have, I think, nine players. Nine players were not here. I always say that I like my guys very, very much. We have a fantastic relationship. We give our best. We try to do well always. And when we don't, we stick together and fight. If somebody comes, they are welcome. If nobody is coming, we are going to fight with the players that we have." Well, two players thought to be on Mourinho's radar are PSG winger Lucas Moura and Inter Milan wide man João Mário. Now, Mário was linked with a move to United during the summer, but nothing came of the speculation. Meanwhile, it is understood Mourinho is desperate to land Moura on loan in January. However, PSG will only allow him to leave if it leads to a permanent deal in the summer worth around £40 million. Finally today, and it is reported that Paul Pogba has overtaken Ander Herrera in the pecking order to be the next permanent captain of Manchester United. The French midfielder wore the armband for the fourth game in succession during the 2-0 victory over Everton at Goodison Park. Pogba also put in a man of the match display on Merseyside and has now been identified as Mourinho as a successor to Michael Carrick, should he depart the club at the end of the season.